Right, let's bring you up to date with another developing court story. The Delspruit Magistrates Court in Mbombela in Mpumalanga granting bail to Mandla Msibi, the former MEC of Agriculture today. So Msibi and his two co-accused being released on 20,000 rand bail. They're facing two counts of murder, one of attempted murder. They're implicated in killing two men in August. All of this, of course, related to campaigning and politics and the local government elections. We know that the Mpumalanga Premier fired Msibi from her cabinet following his arrest. He was also axed as the provincial ANC election manager. He was asked to step aside. So after being released on bail today, Mandla Msibi outside court has been addressing his supporters. He addressed them for a long time this morning. I watched it for a good half an hour, 40 minutes or so. He had lots to say about all of this. But have a listen to some of that audio, again, courtesy of Newsroom Africa.
Comrades, the decision of the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC for me to step aside, is accepted unconditional. Yes. Yes. So we never have been given what did in my election. Let's go back to it for the ANC. Much a peace, the decision by the Honourable Premier of the province to whether you can want to define it in English, to dismiss me is accepted. But I'm going to speak about that decision, the abuse of state power. I'm going to speak here to the world. This decision must not frighten you because it took too long. I'm going to give an account on this thing so that at the end of the day, you understand. I'm going to request Comrade Lindi to request an officials meet, to request a meeting with the officials of the ANC nationally, so that I explain to them count for count. Because no good arrest that man, afuna ukusibulala man. You must know. And I'm going to give you specific matters within Shongan. Let me remind you, when I was in Copta, and she was in the Department of Sports. I'm just giving you a practical example. So that the enigma is in mathematics. Minano Lindi was a pronoun, so they asked, but it's in this case, it's about Department of Sports. And I'm going to report the element discussion.
Mandla Msibi there, the former Mpumalanga MEC, speaking after being granted bail today. Newsroom Africa reporter Mweli Masilela was in court today. Mweli, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. A lot of comments being made by Mandla Msibi after being granted bail there. He had a lot to say about the fact that the Premier had fired him as well. What is the essence of his comments?
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. Indeed, quite a lot from the side of the former MEC, Mandla Msibi, touching on a number of issues, mainly the issue of the abuse of state resources to target some of the senior members of the ANC in the province. Well, he said that there are about four MECs that are working against him, who are against what he's doing within the ruling party. But he said he will mention those names as time progresses or at the right time. But what we are taking home from here is that indeed there are huge divisions within the ruling party, considering the information that came from Mandla Msibi, as well as the acting secretary of the ANC in the province, that is Lindi Wenjadenjali, also hitting hard on the direction of police officers in the province, saying that they are biased in as far as she is concerned. We know that Mandla Msibi has asked the acting secretary to organize a meeting with top officials of the ANC at national level so that he can give full details in terms of what is happening here in the province in as far as the ANC is concerned. But he is saying that all that his arrest has to do with is the issue of ANC list as we are heading to the local government elections. So we are hoping that we'll get some more information once he has managed to secure that information.
Mwili, I saw that he also made comments around the fact that 10 people have been killed in Barberton since the start of campaigning. Are there concerns that Mandla Msibi's security may be a risk now because he hasn't got protection anymore? There may be some kind of counter-revenge attack or something to that effect.
Yes, indeed. As he left here even today, Mandla Msibi, you could see the security has been beefed up. There's private security now that is accompanying him home. As he said that, even though the election campaign is in full swing, he won't be able now to participate in election activities. He actually said that he made a request to the acting secretary, Lindi Wenchalinchali, not to bother him during this time of the election, as he has been asked to step aside as per the guidelines of the 54th conference of the ANC. But we know that indeed the issue of safety was also raised in court by the investigating officer. That the fact that now he is no longer working as an MEC, it means that he doesn't have a state bodyguards which used to protect him. So that was a concern that was raised to say that if he is released on bail, there might be a threat, a security threat on his side.
Mweli, thank you very much. Mweli Masilela, Newsroom Africa reporter in Mpumalanga at that court case today. So Mandla Msibi being released on 20,000 rand bail. He is due back in court again on the 6th of December. Sure, lots happening in the courts. Lots of allegations of political campaigns and conspiracies, and also lots of concern around people's lives in the run-up to the local government election. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567, if you want to comment on any of that.